Hello, hello, hello. I am your host, Al Johnson, and this is the Fanatical Consistency Podcast, where anything in life can be achieved if you decide what you want, define the activities that will take you closer to your goal, and then execute with fanatical consistency. I hope everyone is doing well out there and in the midst of kicking off a phenomenal week. I'm doing pretty good myself. You may hear a little something going on with my voice. I've been under the weather a little bit, but I'm determined to shake it off. And other than that, the day has been pretty good, I guess. You know, I'll say it's been maybe a little introspective of a day. Well, maybe not introspective, because the thoughts aren't directly about me that I've been thinking today, but in some ways, maybe they are. I know right now you're saying, I don't know what's going on, Al, but it's confusing, right? Well, I'm glad I got you, because I want to ask a question that's been, you know, kind of bugging me all day. It's been needling me a little bit. And if you are on the Anchor platform or listening to this on the Anchor platform, I like to ask that you call in and let me know your thoughts, because I must know. And here's the question. This is what's been bothering me, guys. I need to know. I need to get to the core of it. Why do some people perform and others don't? Why do winners win and losers consistently lose without caring? What makes some people okay with mediocre habits, mediocre work ethic, terrible results day in and day out, month after month, year after year? Even when they are going to be, they know they're going to be displayed among their peers. What makes some people's level of desire so low? Those are the questions that I need answers to. And if I sound depressing or negative, I really don't mean to, guys, but I must know. What does it take for someone to decide enough is enough, and that they're going to do whatever it takes for them to turn their life around? And, you know, I love this podcast because it's kind of therapeutic. You know, it allows me to come up with answers. And as I talk this out just now, I may have come up with one of the answers, if not the answer. I think someone has to find something that's bigger than them. I don't think that you or someone else is enough. You know, I've once heard that if you want something, if you want to love something, find something that you must take care of. And as I think about that, I think about why our kids and pets, some of the most loved things on the face of the earth. And it's because they must be taken care of. You know, maybe we should start a series called Finding Your Why, or Breaking the Chains, where we discuss what it takes for someone to want more, for someone to want to be great, to be better. Because it's not money. It's not fame. For some people, I'm sure it is those things, but for a lot of people, it's something else. And it has to be individual to everyone. Everyone has to have their own thing. But does everyone have it? Or do some people, deep down, not really care? And never will care. Help me out, family. Let me know your thoughts on this one. Thanks for taking your time to listen to this one rant. I think this is the only one since I've been on here. Continue to strive for greatness. And as always, execute with fanatical consistency.